always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
We've got Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman with us right now. And Mary, good to talk to you again. First of all, congratulations on getting the bill passed. I know in the Senate, you were the key sponsor and the handler of this bill here. House passes it yesterday. It's now on the governor's desk. My guess is that he's going to sign it without any sort of vetoes anywhere in the bill. What are you hearing, if anything, from the governor's office at this point? And then I want you to respond to something that one of your Democratic colleagues had to say.
Oh, sure. So thanks for having me on this morning. This is an incredible win. It's something that I've been working on for my 6 years in the legislature. As you talked about, there's been an effort, multiple different ways to try to get this done. And unfortunately, because we have liberal courts, even in conservative Missouri, they continue to overturn those efforts. And they have said in the courts over and over, we need to do in statute. So now finally, we've been able to get this done via statute. I have not heard from the governor's office anything at all to expect that he won't sign this. And so this is just an incredible win for the pro-life movement. I'm looking forward to the governor's signature.
Okay, so let me follow up on that part. So there has been defunding of Planned Parenthood before. They've sued, they've won. But last time that was because they were, what, just left out of the budget? And this time it's an actual law that when you say statute.
Three different times the legislature. Yeah. I mean, since Republicans have had the supermajority, we've been trying to make sure that no taxpayer dollars go to fund abortion or abortion affiliates. And the first time was Senator Kurt Schaefer did it. And then that weirdly wasn't challenged by the court, but wasn't repeated by subsequent budget chairs. They did it through the budget. That got picked up again under Cody Smith when he was serving as the budget chair in the House, and we defunded them through the budget with language saying because of the substandard care they provided for women and because of their affiliation providing abortions, they were no longer eligible to be part of the Medicaid program. They sued. The Supreme Court said you can't do that. That's statutory language. You could just not fund them by zeroing out the budget, but you can't just write in language that says they're not a provider. So then we went back and we zeroed out that line item and said, no money is allocated to that. They sued and the Supreme Court in Missouri said, no, you can't do that. So now we're putting it in state statute where the Supreme Court, I don't think, is going to be able to say that that's not valid. And actually very similar language has been upheld in Alabama by federal courts.
Okay, so on KMOV
right, that's really very technical and in the woods. Well, like kind of yeah, in but, the weeds, but
well, it is. But that's important though, because mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to hear, well, you've done this before, and the courts have struck it down. So it's important to point out, okay, but you're doing it in a way that the court said is different than what they struck down in the past. So I think
this is different than any way that has been challenged in Missouri and in a way that has been upheld by federal courts and other states.
Okay, on KMOV last night, Representative Deb Lavender, of course, one of the more outspoken, pro-abortion lawmakers in the St. Louis region, at least, she was interviewed by Corey Stark. And here's the first statement that she made. So I'm hoping you can respond to this and this claim that she's making about Planned Parenthood.
30,000 women receive their care from Planned Parenthood. This bill in defunding Planned Parenthood will completely remove access to health care for these women. And currently the state has done nothing to add any backup clinics where these women can go to receive their health care. So it's devastating to our low-income women.
Well, there you have it, Senator. You are blocking 30,000 women from seeing any medical professionals anywhere because of this.
Well, listen, what Deb is saying is, as you might surprise, just a lie. It's untrue. There are 11 Planned Parenthood clinics in Missouri. Those are Missouri clinics that are staffed by Missourians and could be funded by Missourians if they just got rid of their affiliation with Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, even though there's been litigation the last 2 years, because of the litigation, those Planned Parenthood clinics have received $0 the last 4 years. So what's interesting to me is that they have not had this funding, and they could just choose to disaffiliate with Planned Parenthood, but they would rather affiliate with a national abortion provider, with entities that are their parent companies are, you know, of those 11, five of them, their parent company is over Kansas as well. The other is over the Illinois side. And those parent companies own clinics that are providing abortion. If they were so set on providing care to 30,000 women, and if they really believed that this would prohibit them from doing so, they could just disaffiliate with Planned Parenthood because they're not providing abortions in the clinic. So you know that that's just not true. And in fact, the initiative petition, which I have a chance, your listeners are so savvy on this, to remind them, this is the last weekend that they're gathering signatures to try to put not a return to Roe, but radical taxpayer-funded abortion up until birth on the ballot. And they're going to be out collecting signatures this week. So everybody remember to decline to sign, even if you're not as pro-life or in favor of the laws as they're written in Missouri. That's not a return to Roe. It's very extreme. But Planned Parenthood sent over $75,000 to that effort, not once, but twice. And so if they were so worried about providing health care to women, they would not be taking $150,000 and trying to get taxpayer dollars for their product, mm-hmm. right? So this is, it's very disingenuous to hear what Deb is saying, because she knows it's not true. There are other federally qualified health clinics in the state of Missouri. And if Planned Parenthood, if those 11 clinics wanted to continue to provide care for women, they could do it by disaffiliating with the parent company that does provide abortions.
Good morning, Mary Elizabeth. K. Pfeiffer here. So on the initiative petition effort, basically the fight that's looks like to be on two fronts here. The potential here is pretty problematic. You know, we could be turning this major victory of defunding Planned Parenthood into a minor victory if we have abortion up to the moment of birth ensconced in our constitution. So how goes the fight, first of all, to reform the initiative petition process, and also to prevent this particular initiative from gaining the type of steam it would need to get on into the Constitution?
Well, I've been part of a group of Missourians who've been working since last February to try to stop this initiative petition from being able to be put on the ballot, doing everything, including suing my friends, and helping to get the word out about this is not a return to Roe. You know, we've unfortunately lost the culture right now. Most Americans are not pro-life at this point in time. But they need to understand that even if they're unhappy with the way that the statutes are written here in the state of Missouri, which, by the way, I'm the architect of, I think every life is sacred and should be protected. But we have to acknowledge that that's not where the majority of voters are right now. So we're doing everything we can to get the message out that what they're trying to put on the ballot is getting rid of parental consent. It's ensuring taxpayer. It's provided abortions. It's saying that we have abortion up to the minute of birth. And then even more radical than that, if you read the language of the amendment and you look at Article 5, it strips away medical malpractice for women who are harmed getting prenatal care and abortions. I mean, I don't think anybody who's pro-choice thinks that that's the right thing to do to make sure women can't recover in the courts if they're hurt. And so Missouri Right to Life has been also leading the charge. This is a critical weekend for them. They have to get the last of their signatures in. What we're hearing is that they're very close, but they don't have it yet. And so it's really important that if you signed the petition not understanding what it's like or what it's doing, that you go Google Missouri Right to Life, remove my signature, and it'll tell you how to submit to the Secretary of State to pull your signature off. Believe it or not, that really could matter. Hmm. They're that close on the number of signatures they're collecting. So if, you know, maybe there's nothing that says that these signature gatherers have to tell the truth. They could have lied. And so if you signed it and you now understand that you shouldn't have signed it, you can go and ask for your signature to be removed. Yeah. Now, other good news is that in the House today, I'm hearing that they're going to be voting out my SJR 74 to try to protect our founding documents, to try to make it harder to change the Constitution. And so then it will just be one vote away in the Senate.
Okay. And of course, that sounds like I need to give a call to Missouri Right to Life this afternoon to get somebody on here tomorrow to remind everybody going into this weekend how crucial this is and get that word out as well. We've actually got one of the decline to sign signs up in our studio right now.
Oh, so. The nice stop signs that they made?
Yeah,
oh,
yep, yeah. Yep, we've got it. For those who are looking at us on the streaming right now, they see it. We've had it loud and proud here for weeks.
If you go and you look, every single gubernatorial candidate has recorded a video asking Missourians to not sign. The current governor has filmed a video asking state senators and candidates for statewide office across the state have asked. And so, you know, the other thing your listeners could do is pick whoever your favorite politician is or record your own and post it on social media and remind your friends and neighbors that there's no reason to give your sensitive information to strangers, your signature and your address and all of that stuff, that you can just decline to sign and try to make sure that we're not going to be going down this path.
Absolutely. All right. State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, we didn't have time to get into the campaign statewide race stuff, but people want to follow you on that. We've already tagged you on social media, but where can people get in touch?
Yeah, MaryElizabethColeman.com is my website. Running for Secretary of State. I think that elections matter a lot. I think we have to protect our founding documents, and I've been leading the fight to protect the unborn in the state of Missouri, and I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to come on and chat a little bit about those efforts.
We'll talk to you again soon, Mary Elizabeth. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
For podcast articles and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com.